Sure. Okay. I will start reading in chapter 60, okay? I think
Yes.
that's what we're up to, chapter 60 in
Yes, it
Isaiah.
is.
Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their king shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shall suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. These
So,
last chapters in Isaiah, I got to click on something here. Okay. All speak of the end times.
yeah, in fact, I was going to say that the 19, where it's talking about the sun shall not be your light by
Yep.
day, that's directly from Revelation.
Yeah, or Revelation is directly from here. But yeah, I had a little note in my
Correct.
Bible on
Yeah.
that too. I even have the verse. It's Revelation 12:23. So it's identical.
Yeah, 21:23. Yeah. That's what
This
my
is a
Bible has too.
there's a lot of detail here, but it's about the kingdom on earth, apparently. This is not about the new heaven and new earth that's spoken of in the last chapter of Revelation, but the time of restoration that was promised to Israel, and that will also be at the end, but not at the very end. But it's pretty amazing all the things that are going to happen. It shows that this is clearly the time when Christ will be the king over all the earth, reigning from Israel, and all the blessings that will come to God's people. So it's a pretty amazing chapter.
This is the in the millennium.
I would say so. I would say that this is the millennium, yeah, a description of it.
I
It
mean, so you're
yeah. Well,
saying that during the millennium, the sun will no longer shine and the moon will no longer shine?
that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think that's what the text is saying.
I thought that was only in heaven that that would be.
Well, let's look at the Revelation passage, because maybe I want to see what it says there, because it should be consistent. Here, look, Revelation 21. Well, it says, and it's going to be in both cases. Because here it says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So, in that context, it's also going to be true, according to John, that the Lamb will be the light. Well, that would make sense. I mean, if this is true on earth, it certainly needs to be true when the new heaven and earth are created. Why would
Yeah.
God change? I know that a lot of people don't believe that. So that's why I'm sort of hedging. I'm saying I believe that, but you don't have to believe me because I say it so.
Yeah, I'm just
It
trying to
seems
think about how that would
how
work,
that would
but
be physically possible. Well,
yeah.
everything has to be changed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a change, even I think. And
Because if I'm correct, after the 1,000 years, then the people are going to rebel, right?
yeah,
And
right.
so at that point, then what? The sun and the moon are going to come back?
No.
Oh.
I don't think that rebellion is going to, from the way it's described in Revelation, it's going to be very long-lived. I mean, there's going to be the, it seems that what is being described in Revelation is a state where all the nations are enjoying the reign of Christ, and then Satan is loose to deceive some of the nations into rebelling, even though they've experienced all of these blessings, and then they're immediately destroyed by fire coming out from heaven. And it's at
Okay.
that point, after those days, that God creates a new heaven and earth that's even, it's like the ampli it's even more glorious than the previous one, where there's, it says, and I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. That's what John says in Revelation. So I don't know. Best I can make sense out of it. So
What's that?
no, I'm just saying we should go on.
Well, that's an interesting thought. I never heard that.
You know what else is? I think I'm going to comment on this. Did you notice all these things? where it talks about the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls. And it says, let me see if I can find some of these words.
You shall call your wall salvation.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, I was talking
Or
about there's like this, it says that when this time comes, that the children of God that are scattered all over the earth are going to be gathered to Jerusalem. And it reminds me of, you know, that passage that so often is used in pre-trib discussions, where it says there'll be two or three grinding and one will be left and one will be taken. And then, in fact, the disciples even say where. And that's when God, when Jesus says where the wherever the eagles are, that's where the wherever the carcass is, that's where the eagles will be gathered. It could be that they're taken not into heaven as pre-trib tends to believe, but that they're taken to Jerusalem.
that's a very interesting thought.
And especially since when Christ returns, he's going to wage war against the nations that are besieging Jerusalem. And in Revelation, it talks about the armies of heaven coming down and with Christ returning. And Paul talks about us meeting him in the air. Well, you want another interesting parallel in, you know how David, when he was first anointed to be king by Samuel, but he wasn't accepted. He was like being chased by Saul, and his kingship wasn't recognized. At the end, after Saul dies, the people call him back to be the king, and all the tribes, the people, there's a description of all these people, individuals going out to meet him, to welcome the king coming into Jerusalem. And it just reminds me of what's described in Revelation. Because a lot, I know, I think, well, you may have heard people say, what's the point if what's the point of being caught up in the air to meet Christ if he's coming down to earth?
Yeah, I get that. That makes a lot of
Well,
sense. That's a valid question.
and I think the answer is, well, what was the point of all those people going out to meet David before he came to Jerusalem? And it says they came to welcome the king. You know, it's like a it's a sign of acceptance and welcome as opposed to rejection. In fact, that's how David took it, because there were people who didn't welcome him and in fact were angry at him for being king. Some of the people who were very loyal to Saul say. And he remembers that, in fact, tells his son Solomon when he comes into the power, don't forget what those people did to me, you know, said to me. But no, I think
So
it's consistent.
that's really, really interesting, because that would well, I guess before I lose my thought,
Yeah.
it's reconciling the two different schools. You know, instead of being pre-trib or post-trib,
Well,
it's kind of you can have. It's reconciling the two.
it's reconciling the verses because I don't think you can just dismiss certain verses. You know, you can't just say, well, I don't like these verses because I'm post-trib or I'm pre-trib. And that's the tendency that I think both camps have done in the past. If there's a
Yeah.
verse they don't like, then we'll just forget about that one.
Right. And so if they're removed, they're not just pre-tribbed, removed into heaven. They may be relocated, which is what
Yeah,
you're suggesting,
that's what I'm saying.
to Jerusalem, which would explain the pre-trib rapture and being
Well,
called in the era.
it's not necessarily pre-trib. I don't. And again, another thing I would say, I don't want to get drawn into that because it may be that there is a pre-trib rapture. I don't know, but that doesn't negate these passages. Even if there were, like some of the people who believe in the pre-trib rapture believe that God is going to save at least some of, it was going to take out some of the believers before the tribulation actually begins. So even if that were true, and I have problems with that because it seems to contradict. What I have the big problem is Paul says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive
That's
and
a good
remain
point.
shall be comforted. Now, how can the dead in Christ rise first if believers are raptured before all those that are to be slain are slain? Because we know that there are going to be faithful ones who are slain during the tribulation. So if you're raptured first, that to me is very difficult to understand.
Yeah, that's a very excellent point. Because if we're raptured first, then we are preceding those who
The
are asleep.
dead. Now, one that I that's why I say I just want to try to understand what the Bible says instead of trying to make things up and then trying to reconcile it, because I can't see ta any point in even talking about that.
Speaking of that, I actually emailed the guy from End Times Headlines this week
Yeah, what'd you say?
because I hear him frequently saying that in, because he's a pre-trib person and he believes that that verse, he who now lets will let until he's taken out of the way, he says that's the ecclesia, that's the church. And I wrote to him and I said, you've got a problem with that, because then now you're mixing metaphors. How can we be the bride of Christ, right? And then you've got the parable of the 10 virgins with the oil in them. How can the church always be used in the feminine and used in the masculine as well? You
In
see what I
which,
mean?
what, like, where is it used in masculine?
If he's correct with he who lets will now let until he's taken out of the way, he believes that the he is the church
Oh,
and
it's
that the
not he.
church.
First of all, that there's no masculine pronoun known there. In that passage in the Greek, there is no masculine or feminine. It's neuter. It's till that which restraineth that's taken out of the way.
Well, in any case,
So I don't think that's even.
he still believes that it's that's referring to the church. And if you believe that, as he does,
Yes.
you still have a problem.
Yeah,
In the sense
most
that
people
the
believe.
church is always referred to as the bride. So how can we be both, if male and female?
Well, if I can see, a lot of people have said that. That's.
I think he only thinks that because his eschatology is
Yeah, I don't,
incorrect.
but
And so he's trying to force these things in to make it all fit and make sense.
yeah,
In other words,
because that
because
passage
he's
is,
pre-trib, he thinks, oh, until we're taken out of the way, which means, of course, we're going to be raptured. And but it's
well, there
because he's.
is something that is restraining. It could just be the will of God. It could be that God is restraining. There's something restraining the mystery of iniquity that's holding it back. It could in part be the church, the presence of the church.
Well, by extension, of course, it is. I mean, the only reason why the sun rises is because there are elect children yet to be brought in. So, yes.
But
And the world
yeah,
has
I
to
agree
be,
with you. I
the world has to be
The fullness, the
conditioned.
iniquity
I mean,
has
we
to
need to
be.
have conditions for the elect to live in. If the restraining power was completely removed, it would be completely inhabitable. It would be total chaos.
Uninhabitable. Yeah.
And
Yeah,
so,
and
in order to allow the elect to live in the world, there has to be some restraining power, restraining men in their
there
wickedness.
will still be the presence of God. And look at Revelation. This is a good point. You have several instances. You have the two witnesses, okay, who are preaching in and they can call fire down from heaven. And this is in the midst of the reign of the beast. So you can't look at this restraint of the mystery of iniquity doesn't mean that God's presence isn't going to be in any way manifest on earth. All the judgments are witnesses of God's, all those miraculous signs that happen during the tribulation period are witnesses of God's wrath. And in fact, the message is not lost. The kings of the earth crawl into the mountains and call, ask the mountains to fall down upon them because of the terrible wrath of God that's coming down upon them. They know what it is. Hide us from the wrath of him that sits on the throne. So, and there's the two angels that are seen with the trumpets and proclaiming the everlasting gospel to those who are on earth. I don't see it as a time when God is totally absent, but one where iniquity is allowed to fully manifest itself so that God can fully judge it. Just like in the Old Testament when I can't find I don't know the passage offhand, but there's you may know the passage, John, where the children of Israel had migrated from Egypt back into the land of Canaan, but it's somewhere it says they didn't come into the land until the it's like the iniquity of the Amorites was not yet full, it says, or something like that. It was
Gotcha.
not like they were a wicked people. The people who were living in the Canaan before the Israelites returned were very wicked, but they weren't com all of the extent of their wickedness hadn't been fully manifested. God wanted to let it like mature, like those weeds and like the crops, that the mixed stuff, so that
The wheat and the tares.
yeah, he wanted that wickedness to be fully manifested so that he could fully judge it, which is what I think you have at the end. The restraint is removed. Okay, you people want to be lawless? Go be lawless. And when you fully manifest to yourselves and to God and the whole of creation what that lawlessness looks like, then you're going to be judged. And I'll be completely righteous in judging you. Is
Yeah.
everything that happens, you earned, in essence.
Yeah. That reminds me of something else I was thinking about. I re remember when we were over there around Thanksgiving, and we were talking about the Trinity.
Yeah.
This might not be a strong argument, but it came to me the other day, and I may have expressed this before, but I was thinking that there's the satanic trinity. So doesn't that kind of attest to the fact if there's a counterfeit,
What is the Satanic Trinity?
so there's the, let me turn up the volume real quick.
Yeah.
There's Satan,
Yeah.
the Antichrist, and the false prophet.
Are they all one and the same?
Well, no, but neither is the Trinity.
Okay, well, no. Okay, so what are they? Then are they, what's the doctrine of the Trinity? Three
The doctrine
persons,
is that they are three distinct
three
persons.
distinct persons, one essence.
Yes.
Divine essence, right? So you're saying three distinct persons, one satanic essence.
Yes.
But
And be
they
and
cer you certainly wouldn't say that they are one in a
I'm
sense
not
like.
I can't explain whether they're one or the Trinity, but I'm just trying to argue that when
You're
you
just
see,
making the same error twice, that's all.
no, what I'm saying
No,
is if you
you
see
know
a
what I'm saying?
counterfeit, well, wait a minute. If I see a counterfeit $20 bill, what does that mean? That points to the fact that there's a real $20 bill.
Yes, I understand that.
And Satan is always the great imitator. And so if he's imitating God, he's going to do everything. So why else would Satan have this unholy trinity?
John, that's not
Or unless you, I, what do you mean I'm making the same error twice?
the same. The error is not that there isn't God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying they don't, that God doesn't manifest himself as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He was in Christ as God. His spirit is certainly, when God sends his spirit, it's him. His power, it's his essence. They're not. I'm not making the three distinct per. I guess all I'm saying is I don't know that we fully understand what that is. I agree with that. And maybe we're making too many statements about it that we can't back up.
Yeah,
That's all I'm saying,
I
really.
don't think anybody can truly defend or define the Trinity.
Because
Obviously,
I'm not
it's
defining it.
incomprehensible. And again, I'm not trying to,
So what I meant by
I just thought that
saying
it
you're
was an
making the
interesting
same
point.
error, what I meant by saying you're making the same error twice is just as you can't, you don't, if you don't, if you can't define what the Trinity is when you're speaking of God, how in the world can you define it in a way that makes sense out of what you say about Satan? Because you can only say, like you said about the $20 bill, that which correlates both ways. So if you don't have a clear understanding of the one, how can you have a clear understanding of the other?
Right. And I don't think anybody has a clear understanding of either, except for the fact that it does seem to suggest that there is a Trinity. I guess that's the only point I'm trying to make.
What is a trinity?
I don't
I
know.
don't know.
So, but that's all I'm trying to say is that because there's this satanic Trinity, that existence suggests that there's the counterpart, right?
Not to me. I don't think that's necessarily so. And I don't know that
Okay.
it's. I really don't know what to. Since we had that conversation, I've gone back and forth, and I realize I don't know what I'm talking about. I couldn't.
Nobody
Ever even
does.
what I said didn't make sense, is what I'm saying. I didn't have it nailed down. I
Yeah.
just see certain things that are difficult to understand.
I think that that's a very honest statement. I mean, even Pink said that. You know, that he, it's nobody can ex no one can explain it. And I think he said something like that, that's the most sincere stance we can take is that we don't understand it, which is okay, I guess. But
But I'm certainly not, I mean, I certainly believe in the Holy Spirit, and I don't believe that the Holy Spirit is some being other than, in fact, the Holy Spirit, I don't see how you could even say it's a second per another person.
right, I know what you mean.
What's the it, I don't the how is the person distinct from God? How is the person of the Holy Spirit distinct from the person of God? It doesn't
I
make.
agree with you. In other words, I think I agreed with you when we were talking about this before.
Yeah.
Your spirit is
It's you.
you. But I think
Your
that's what they're
body is
saying.
you
It's
know?
three parts, one
Yeah.
essence.
Yeah.
It's all Paul, even though you have. We're making a distinction, maybe, where there's no difference. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it's a little, but when you're talking about the Antichrist and the false prophet, I think they're different people.
Yeah, of course
They're
they are.
all inspired by Satan, of course. They're all, but you know, they're, I don't even know if it's proper to compare them to God.
I was just trying to say, what is the role of the false prophet? It's to cause people to worship the beast, who's the Antichrist, right? What's one of the functions of the Holy Spirit? To cause people to worship Christ.
To worship the Father.
Well, it through faith in Christ.
It's to draw people to Christ.
Yes.
That is clear. It
You
says
are
there's
being, and the false prophet will encourage worship of the beast, which in turn is his father, Satan.
But you know what
It's
they
the same thing.
worship? They don't even worship the beast. They worship the image of the beast.
Okay, but
Now that's interesting,
you
though.
don't see the
That's very.
similarity? Okay,
No,
why is that interesting?
I'm thinking about that this morning. I was thinking about AI and stuff, and I was thinking that. That's how the image of the beast is going to be created.
100%. Yeah, I mean, if
And
people can't see that, you're just blind. So yeah, I
it's,
completely
you
agree
know
with
what?
that.
Here's what I was thinking. Because
Of
people
the
think
Outer
of worship.
Banks.
People think when you say worship, they think of bowing down and doing some kind, you know. That's worship, but really that is not what the Bible ever means about worship. What it means by worship is to serve another. You're doing like it's to serve another God is to worship another God. That's the nature of idolatry. So to worship the other, the image of the beast is to serve the image of the beast. Well, how will you be serving AI? You'll serve AI because AI will be indispensable to do any kind of earthly business. So, in essence, that's the nature of the service. You have to use this in order to live your daily life. If you're serving them, if you had an earthly master, you would have to do what he said in order to live your daily life, right?
Yeah.
If you're a slave and the slave says, go out and clear that field, you do it because he's going to give you your food. So
Right. I
AI.
agree with you, but just for clarity, it's even though I know that AI is going to be ubiquitous in the future, or perhaps
Yeah.
more, obviously more so, but it has to be something. Our worship has to be more than just going onto ChatGPT and saying, hey, what's 20% of blah, 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 and having it
No,
do
I think
arithmetic for you. I mean, the worshiping of the image has to be something more than just interacting with AI, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure because, you know,
Because I ask ChatGPT to do arithmetic for me all the time.
I would try to limit my involvement as much as possible
Really?
personally. I don't see, what is the point? I don't get it. Is there
Well,
anything
I
that
use
is there, are there
ChatGPT a
things
lot.
you can't do? Okay, I know. And my point was that it's right now it's somewhat, you're not compelled to do it. You could
No.
choose not to use it, right?
No, yeah, but I do find it very helpful for
You
so
find
many
it very
things.
useful. Right now, you find it very
Unfortunately.
useful. Unfortunately, I see too many analogies between the state of the development of AI right now and the current development of the cell phone. You look at the
Oh,
cell
yeah,
phone
that's a
back in
very, very good
1990.
point,
Back
Dad.
in 1990, you were not compelled to use the cell phone.
Dad, I went all through high school. Nobody had
No.
cell phones. No,
No.
none, no one
But I'm
that, none of
saying,
my peers,
no.
we didn't have
No.
cell phones at all. And I graduated in 1997.
That's,
In
I
fact, I didn't
understand.
even have a cell phone until the early 2000s. It was like 2005.
I graduated in 2000, nobody had phones.
Okay, so Carmen graduated in 2000, and nobody, so that
Nobody
was,
had cell phones.
yeah,
Nobody
so.
had, but they existed.
Yeah, in 1997, I knew that people had car phones, and that was it. And I guess you could have a big clunking cell phone, but nobody used
We had
it's like having it
beepers.
was like having like a hoverboard or something. Like, yeah,
Yeah,
I guess
well,
they exist, but
beepers
yeah,
were
pagers,
pagers, I mean.
yeah, people
Yeah,
had
pagers
pagers.
came in first.
But my point is, nobody had cell phones, and I didn't have a cell phone until like, yeah, 2005,
Yeah.
something like that. But
Okay, maybe 1990 is
I
a
like
bit.
what you're where you're going with this, and I don't want to hijack your statement, but I think what you're saying is that when cell phones first were introduced, you could take it or leave it, and that's what I did, because
Yeah.
there were a lot of my friends were early adopters of
Right.
the cell phones, and like I would call this one buddy of mine, and I would call him and be like, "Hey, John," and I was like, "How do you know that I'm calling you?" He's like, "Oh, it says on my cell phone," and
Yeah.
I didn't have a cell phone, so I was like, "Oh, that was, you know." But again, you could have caller ID,
Yeah.
but there were friends of mine that grabbed the cell phones way before I did, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't need that," and I held out, and you could do that back then.
Yeah.
You could easily live in the early 2000s without a cell phone. If you had
Yeah.
one, cool. If you didn't, whatever. But it has gotten to the point now where
Yeah.
you simply cannot function. How many times do we go places like, oh, just scan the QR code? Well, what if I don't have a cell phone? They don't even give you an option. It's like, what are you talking about? The world
Yeah,
now assumes that you have the ability to scan a QR code on demand. So,
yeah.
and I think, go ahead, Dad.
That's my point. My point is that as the cell phone's presence or became a part of our society, it became more and more difficult to avoid using it. I could see the same thing happening with AI. Right now, it may be very innocent, but what happens if AI becomes patently demonic?
I
And
already
you've
think it
already
is.
got, you see, and we've already gotten so accustomed to using it. I'm just saying it's easier. You're going to have to make a choice at some time. And I'm just saying it might be easier if you don't get too embedded with it now,
Yeah.
unnecessary when it's unnecessary. If
I
maybe
think.
I'm being paranoid,
No, I
but
think you're right. I
don't.
think the guy from End Times Headlines said that there's demonic powers behind AI. Didn't he say that?
Something, but he was, yeah, he mentioned something.
And I get that. I mean, it
Because
makes
you,
sense. What that?
if it's true that the goal of AI is to have something, an autonomous intelligence, so, something that's self-aware, then you've got, and you know how it says that the beast is going to have the power to give, they're going to be able to give life to the image of the beast.
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be, it's going to have autonomy. That's the goal, and that's the goal of AI. Because if you could have an autonomous AI, you can truly ask it questions then. And it will understand what you're saying, and
Yeah, and I
it'll
think
be able to
that
answer them.
the I think demonic entities have
Can then
always.
invade that.
Well, I think my point was they've always wanted to have a presence or
Yeah.
some type of entity. And whether that was possessing some doll or a
Yeah,
house
right.
or communicating through a Ouija board or
Yeah.
a seance. They've always been more than willing and trying their hardest to have some type of identity, and AI is the perfect tool for that.
Sure. And it's gonna be like they could create, in essence, then a robot that looked like a person that was autonomous, but
Oh, the
had
demons
no.
would love that.
And who's gonna go in? The demons.
Of course, because that's
Satan.
we've had this conversation before. They
Yeah.
always want to inhabit something. That's
Right.
why there are haunted houses,
That's why
because
they
they
went into
want
the
a
swine
body.
and
That's
did.
why they went to the swine, right?
Right.
They demonic powers want to inhabit something. They don't want to be
Right.
disembodied.
Right.
And so,
So,
yeah, if you build a robot, oh, well, that's perfect. I'll take that.
but what I'm trying to say is if you create something that's like the cell phone, but even more essential, you say that you can't live your life without the cell phone now. It might be even more impossible to live your life
Oh,
without
yeah.
AI in the future. And if that AI is now, in essence, demon possessed, this is hypothetical, and you can't live your life without it, I'd say it's a
That
pretty bad situation.
that's really, really deep. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's going to be so difficult to not submit to the beast
Yeah.
system.
Yeah. So, I
Because
mean,
it's going to
that's.
be so embedded in day-to-day life that if they
Yeah.
say, okay, you got to take the mark of the beast to continue, or else you're out of the system. It's like, out of the system, what does that even look like? Am I going to be growing corn in my backyard? I don't even know how to grow corn.
No, it's I
You know
don't
what I
know
mean?
either what you I don't know what out of it means, and I think we're going to have to learn from the Lord what we need to do. Remember Elijah? I mean, he didn't know what to do when he was the one man in the whole. He's just, destroyed all of the prophets of the queen,
Yeah.
and killed all the prophets of, Baal, and he's hiding out, and he doesn't know what to do, but God's tells him what to do. He tells him, go into the wilderness, and I'm going to have the ravens feed you. Same thing with Elisha. Elisha had prophesied, he had prophesied that there would be a famine for 7 years. And he got blamed when it happened. In other words, it was his fault. So they were after him. And God instructs him, go into the city, and there's a woman there, and she's
Right,
going to
she
take
has some
care of you.
oil and some flour.
Yeah. And then
Yeah.
after, and stuff like this, I mean, that's the only solution I see. Otherwise, there would be
Yeah.
no survivors. You
You
know what I
know,
mean?
Ted,
And I don't think it's.
I think that that's very insightful what you said about AI and comparing it to the cell phone or the internet for that matter, because I remember even having a computer and being
And
online was
I've been
awesome.
trying
I was like, oh,
I'm
that's kind
trying to
of
get
cool.
off trying to It's not even the internet. It is, but the hardest thing is to get away and I did it to myself. Signed up for all the online banking and all that's the thing that's so hard to get away from. Initially, it was totally optional. It was just
Oh,
a
yeah.
convenience.
Right.
Now
But
it's.
you're right. The majority of the people would go into the bank and you'd have your little check that
Yeah.
they don't even give you a physical check anymore. Who get You don't even have that as an option.
I heard they were thinking of a
Oh,
bot
that's
of
another thing. Yeah, Dad,
doing
if
away
you
with
went
it.
to your employer and said, you know what, I'm opting out, you're going to have to give me a physical check. If I did that to Kaiser, they'd say, we don't give out physical checks.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they don't.
So you have to have it direct deposited somewhere. I can't just say, no, give me, no, write a check.
No.
But we don't write checks.
Yeah. Whereas in the past, they always wrote
Man,
checks.
I remember getting physical paychecks. It
Oh,
was
yeah.
awesome. I used to love that. I mean, I
Yeah.
got, again, it was an op. Well, I used to only get a check and there was no other option. Then it
Yeah.
was you can get
There
a
were
check or direct deposit. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Now it's
sure.
just forget it. You're not going to get a physical check. But yeah, I remember the days of just getting a check and it was awesome. You'd walk into the bank, you'd put
Y'all
some here. Yeah.
click.
Yeah, exactly. You were
Yeah.
you'd say you'd put some in your checking account, some in your savings account, you'd take a little in cash. It was cool.
And there
You put
even
stuff
was a
apart.
time when you used to get a pay envelope. This was actually, I think, before my time. Just the basic, but people who worked in a factory, the paymaster would come around, they'd give them an envelope, and their pay in cash would be in the envelope.
Jeez, that's awesome.
Isn't that something?
Could you imagine that?
Yeah, because
Like, here's your
nobody had.
$13.75.
Yeah,
Nice.
right. Or you went to
13.
the window, or they went to the window and they get their money in cash. Yeah, they would go to a paymaster who had
Wow,
a.
that's amazing.
If you look at
Yeah,
some old movies, you might see some of that
but yeah, I
reflected
remember
there.
getting my paycheck and going to the bank, and you'd be there every single week.
Yep.
They'd get to know you, and it was cool. I mean,
Yeah.
but yeah, the internet also started slowly, and it became where if you're not online, you don't exist. And if you try to function in this world without internet, it's how can you do that?
Yeah.
And the cell phones did that. And of course, Dad, I think that's very insightful for you to say that AI is going to be in the same exact way that the internet got its toe in the door, and now we live
Yeah.
in that world. Cell phones got their toe in the door, and now
Yeah.
how can you look at cell phones? They went from
Yeah.
being just a convenient thing that you can make phone calls on
Yeah.
to where you're like people are don't even have computers anymore because they're just doing everything solely on their cell
Yeah.
phones,
And
right?
right now it's somewhat of a novelty and a gimmick, I think. I'm not saying there aren't some useful things, just like when the computers first came out, there were some useful things you could do with them.
What's a
But
novelty?
a novelty,
No, but I
the
mean, what is, oh, AI is a novelty.
AI is somewhat of a novelty, just the way when the computers first came out, a lot of people, well, I know people used to say, what are you going to do with a personal computer? The average guy. Well, you can play Pong on it,
Yeah, you can do
and
Minesweeper.
Minesweeper. Yeah. And so that's what at that point, it was just basically a novelty, unless you had a business where you were doing some business work. Otherwise, there was no use for it.
Right.
But what happened is more, they applications started to be developed that became, look at, like TurboTax. That's one that's almost become essential. What are you
Yeah.
going to, if you don't have, do TurboTax, you're going to have to go to some kind of
H&R
accountant.
Block.
Yeah, H&R Block, which isn't the best, sir. They're not that qualified, believe me. Or you're going to have to go to a person, a
They're
real
not
accountant. They're
that
not
qualified.
really. I've been. You
Dad,
could
you're
do
going to have to
just,
help me big time with taxes this
oh,
year because it's going to be a
I don't
mess.
even know what I'm going to do. Let me tell you, because they don't let you buy TurboTax anymore.
Well, no, I'm not worried about that. I can go to Sam's Club and get the license,
You got to get a
give you a
license. Yeah.
license key.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what you're buying. You're
Right.
buying just an envelope with a license key. You go online, you type in your license key, and you've
Yeah.
got the
And you're
software.
doing it online. That's
That's
all you're
not my
doing.
problem, but I'm worried about all the nuances with the business and everything like that. It's going to be a mess.
It's going to be a mess. I'll try to help you, but it's going to be hard because it's all going to depend on how well you've kept records. Because you can, I can only go by what you have.
Are
Yeah,
good. Intact.
good. Then it shouldn't be that bad.
And we have to measure the square footage of my dining room.
Oh, you're going to
It's,
do that
that
percentage thing?
entire thing is used for businesses.
Yeah. Okay. I hope a lot of the stuff I haven't done so long, I have to would have to check on the current law. Hopefully TurboTax will know, but TurboTax stinks. The only reason I use it
So
It's
H&R Block
terrible.
stinks. TurboTax stinks.
TurboTax. The thing that was I used to love when you used to be able to go down and get the IRS book. They had a little book about that thick that they give you for free, and it had all the tax law in it. And then you'd get the forms that you needed. And you usually have to go down to like one of the big offices to get all the forms, because if you had anything difficult. And then you just read the book and
Who's gonna do that?
what?
Who's gonna do
I
that?
used to do that all the time.
Man, reading the tax law? That's
Yeah.
amazing.
Well, I guess that's why I do accounting,
That's
because
amazing.
never bothered me. And it's probably why I fell into it, because I had that kind of mind where I didn't
Yeah.
think that was very
Most
difficult
people
to
would be
do.
so intimidated by that.
Yeah, most people were. That's why they had so many people, like H&R Block. Before TurboTax, they were even, I mean, everybody used them.
Yeah.
Almost everybody, was using them.
But we're
So,
saying
anyway.
now that you, what are you saying about TurboTax? That you
I'm
can't
saying
use it without the internet now.
without that, it's very difficult. I'm not saying you couldn't do it the old way and get the brochures, but the problem is the brochures aren't as comprehensive, because everything is online. The IRS is online, and you've
I
got to get online with the IRS. And I've done that because I've been helping the Poodle Club with some of their tax work. And there's so much tax law now. It's like, once they put it on law online, it like exploded in its depth. And they have links, and you go, it says, okay, check this brochure, and you click, and then it links you to another thing, and it's horrible.
And
It's
so,
really bad.
right. And so once AI takes over, it's going to be that even worse.
I assume it'll
Yeah.
be better in the sense that AI will sort all that out for you. I
No, I
think
meant
that's.
worse in the sense that it's going to be, as we are so dependent on being
Oh, yeah,
online
you'll
with
be
these
more
things.
because
It's going to be, you're going to be so
just
ingrained in
imagine
the AI
this. Imagine
system.
this guy. You talk about convenience, and that's always the thing that catches you. Right now, if you want to use TurboTax, you know how difficult it is. What if you had a really intelligent AI and you could just sell it? Look, I need to do my taxes. All my records are here in these files. Figure it
You
out.
figure it out. Yeah, and it could do that.
See, and that's what everybody would want.
Oh yeah.
That's
They'd say,
the
I got all
ideal.
my receipts in here. You figure it out. And it would probably do it in 3 minutes.
Yeah,
And say, yeah, I
the
got
speed of
everything figured
light.
out for you. There you go. Done.
It should be that simple.
I
Anyway,
told you that I had it interpret my Gregorian chant for me, remember? I tried searching through the web myself a year ago and I got nowhere.
What would even be cooler is if you didn't have, say, you had some of your records weren't in order and didn't make sense, where AI could interrogate you and say, hey, I see you've got you're claiming an automobile expense, but I don't see anything to substantiate your
I'm
mileage.
sure it would do that.
What do you have? Do you have, it might be able to see.
So,
That's what TurboTax doesn't do really well. If
yeah.
you, it doesn't ask you questions. You've got to ask it the questions.
Yes.
And
Right. You
that's
have to really know what you're kind of doing with TurboTax
a
and
mess.
then input all of the data. But you're right.
Yeah.
It would be nice if it was asking you questions,
Say,
but
hey, you, yeah, because That's what it tries to do that when it gives you these different pages. Do you have any of this?
Yeah.
But a lot of times it goes, it can't, it doesn't have a choice that you want. Now you can need, this is where you re need real artificial intelligence. Say, hey, wait a minute. None of these things apply to me. Here's my
Well,
situation. What should I do?
yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we're making worse. But we
Yeah,
know where it's gonna go.
I'm gonna have to stop this recording or
Hey,
else I'm
I'm
never gonna be
sorry.
able to fit it on my
Yeah, no, you never will, and it's
website.
gotten too far afield anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop the recording.
Okay.